Welcome to the meditation on responding to your urges. No matter what is happening right now, no matter how intense the urge is or how much you want to say yes, find a place where you can sit down for 5 minutes undisturbed. Start by focusing on your breathing. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Notice the rise and fall of your chest. Focus on your breath. Watch your chest expand, your lungs fill with air. Notice your body softening as you exhale. Do this a couple more times, then let your breathing return to its natural rhythm. Right now you're feeling an urge. There's no reason to worry. All it means is that your brain is anticipating and expecting a reward. But just because your brain is expecting something doesn't mean you have to say yes. You have free will. You can always choose to say no. In fact, saying no is easy. Saying no is the simple part. The challenging part is what happens after you say no. Remember, the urge is driven by your lower brain. This is the most primitive part of your brain. I want you to imagine your lower brain as a toddler. Really picture her. Right now, she's mad. She wants what she wants, and she wants it now. Your toddler is throwing a fit. She screams. She cries. She throws herself on the floor. People are looking. How an urge feels in your body, that's restlessness. But what's happening in your mind right now, all of your thoughts, your excuses, your justifications, reasoning, pleas, that's where the toddler is. That's where the tantrum is taking place. The toddler demands action. Notice what she's saying. I want it. I need it. It's not fair. Everyone else's. I've been so good. I deserve a reward. I can't take it. I'll never ask again. I'll be good tomorrow, just this once. She can be demanding. But the good news is that, like any toddler, she has zero authority because there is an adult who's in charge. Your prefrontal cortex is the adult in your brain. It can supervise the lower brain's toddler and decide whether or not you want to give in to the toddler's demands. Maybe you think, I can't deal with this tantrum. I just want her to stop. I hate this screaming. It's so much easier to give in and say yes. Then she'll finally be quiet. But you know what happens if you keep saying yes to a toddler. Very quickly, she learns that throwing a fit, making a scene, having a tantrum is a really great way to get what she wants. That's what you're doing when you listen to the toddler inside your brain and say yes to the urge. You decide in that moment that the immediate discomfort of a tantrum isn't worth it and isn't something that you can handle. But you're wrong. This discomfort is actually the path to change. Your ability to handle the lower brain's tantrum and not give it the reward it expects is exactly how you will learn to change the habit and change your desire. Remember, just like an urge, no tantrum can last forever. The toddler will eventually wear herself out because it's exhausting screaming and crying and throwing a fit. Eventually, your brain will learn it's not going to get what it wants and it will give up. This is how you retrain your brain. You say no to desire and allow the urge to be there without giving in. You don't react. You don't resist. You don't distract. You just listen to all the pleas from the toddler. Just one. I promise I won't ask for more. Everyone else's. It's not fair. I need it. And because you're the adult, you can answer back to all her pleas and excuses. The toddler can throw a fit, but you're the adult and you can outlast her. Eventually, she'll learn that throwing a tantrum doesn't result in a reward. Here's what I want you to do. Just sit down right next to her. Don't yell at her or scream or tell her to shut up or run away. Don't try to pretend that she isn't there. Don't try to distract her with something else. None of these things will help you change the habit. I want you to listen to all her pleas, all her excuses, and calmly explain what's going to happen. All the while knowing you are the adult, you're in charge. The toddler can demand action, but whether or not you listen to her is always up to you. I want it, she says. Well, wanting something doesn't mean you get it. I need it, she complains. You never need a drink. It's not fair, she whines. What's really not fair is handing my brain over to the habit. Everyone else gets to, she begs. Well, everyone else isn't trying to become the next best version of themselves. But I've been so good, she pleads. Being good is never an excuse to give in. But I deserve a reward, she demands. You can find other ways to reward yourself that don't have the same negative consequences. I can't take how I feel, she complains. You can handle a little discomfort. I'll never ask again, she promises. If I say yes now, you will most certainly ask again. I'll be good tomorrow, she bargains. Your learning starts right now, right in this moment, not tomorrow. Just this once, she cries. It's never just this once, and you know it. Remember, saying no to an urge is easy. Dealing with the discomfort of the urge, the pleas of your inner toddler, that's the challenge. But the good news is that if you are willing to let the toddler throw her tantrum and not give in, eventually, the discomfort will pass and your brain will have learned something new. You will begin to change the habit. You can handle a little discomfort. You're in complete control. Make a decision. Decide if you want to be the adult or if you want to let the toddler run the show. Now just take one more deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and let everything go. You've got this.